Blog Talk Radio.
So scared of getting older, I'm only good at being young. So I play the numbers game to find a way to say that life has just begun.
Good morning, all, and welcome to Who Are You Calling? Oh, this is Shemaine Canton. I'm your host today, and we have a very timely topic with someone who is very, very, very well-versed in this subject of health, and particularly taking responsibility for our own health. And her name is Barbara Slane. And I don't really want to kind of go into this big whoop-de-doo, what have you here this morning, because I just kind of want to get into it with her right off the bat, because this is something that affects people young, old, because that's the one thing about sickness, it's equal opportunity. So to jump right in, I'd like to welcome Barbara Slane to the show this morning. Good morning, Barbara.
Good morning. Thank you for having me.
Oh, I'm thrilled to have you, actually. That's a kind of a mantra I live by. I live by that mantra. Take responsibility for your health. You know,
take
be
responsibility
vigilant.
Yeah,
you got to be proactive.
Well, I think the most important thing is that we need to know that we have options. There's nothing worse than having something happen and saying, oh, wow, like, I didn't have to do that. Or maybe, you know, there was an easier, kind of more gentler way from my system, which there's a whole study coming out now on all the incidences of the DCIS breast cancer that are being treated too aggressively.
I just saw that very same thing, and I said to myself, my mother fell into that at one particular point, but it wasn't really anything that had to do with it, and she wound up having partial breasts removed and all this other kind of stuff, and it wasn't even cancer.
Believe me, she was not happy. No, and I don't blame her. You know, we have one precious body temple to live in. It's the only one we get, and when things start to happen, you can't go back when you remove a breast or if you have chemo unnecessarily or if you don't realize that tumor testing at least will ensure a targeted chemo that might help. We need to get educated. And I was not educated when I was diagnosed 11 years ago, so I kind of went in blindly. But we have options. There are a lot of options out there. And my message is, whether it's Eastern or Western, it doesn't matter. You need to do your homework, and you need to find out what's going on.
Absolutely.
Very important.
And you've got to find out. And, you know, the thing is, knowledge is power.
Absolutely. And taking responsibility, we cannot just give over our power to others to take, because that's kind of the way we've been, you know, led to believe, like, the doctor's the almighty. And listen, I mean, medical school was hard, and God bless them, but that's not everything. And so I actually prefer a blend of East meets West. And what's happening now in all the different fields of medicine, because in the Americas, because we are one of the sickest countries, is people are starting to wake up and say, wait a minute, what do I want? What's going on? What could I even do preventatively so I don't have to end up sick? How about that for a concept? That's kind of cool.
That is a concept.
Or listening to your body. If there's like a little something going on, people are like, oh, yeah, well, I'll take a statin or a Prevacid or this or that. Well, you better read up on that stuff because you don't need it. There was a radio show I did last week with this wonderful host, and he had diverticulitis, and they wanted to do all these things, and someone told him just to drink slippery elm tea, and he was cured. It's so cool. We have so much at our fingertips. I know.
Wow. That's amazing to me. I just can't imagine that, you know, but the thing is that we live this life where you're right. These people went to school for all this time. So we kind of give them this wonderful little pass of whatever. You know, what you want to say, we give them a pass because we go, well, they went to school and they did this and they did that and they did this. Yes, that's true. They did do all those things. I don't take it away from them. I really don't. But what I do find just to be incredible is just the fact that sometimes people rely completely on them and don't realize that they've got to do, you know, the fact is that we are our own vessels, which means we're driving.
Yes,
so we
absolutely
can't turn the, I don't know about you, when I'm in the middle of driving, I don't turn the wheel over to somebody else.
No, I mean, we give our power away, whether it could be done in lots of different ways, in relationships, to politicians, to doctors. Like, we are responsible for this journey, you know, our soul in this body. That's what we're here to do, is to take responsibility,
right,
even for our emotions and how we're thinking. I read a great quote this morning by Bruce Lipton, is that the moment you change your perception is the moment you rewrite the chemistry of your body. Like,
right,
we can change how we feel. So there's so much out there that we can harness to really enjoy this ride a lot more, make it a lot more user-friendly.
Exactly. And the thing is that you would think that we would understand that to some extent, but we really don't. And it's just like, okay, well, what in the world are we going to do here?
We're,
you know, that kind of deal.
It's kind of how we're conditioned to a certain degree. What I found was amazing was that doctor out of Greed who was giving all those normal people, did you hear about that, the chemotherapy, and they didn't even have cancer? That was
oh, yes,
big thing.
I heard that.
I mean, I
heard about that. That was awful to me. I mean, I just absolutely thought that was the most disgusting thing.
Horrible. And so that's why not only do you do your own research, but get three opinions if it's something
oh, yeah,
that is, you have to do that. And I also really advocate staying away from trials, because trials are trials, and you don't want to test drive a trial on your body, because if it doesn't work, that's not very good, unless you're really at the end and there's no other choice, but you don't want to do that either. You have to be very careful. There's amazing ways of healing out there, incredible people out there that are doing innovative work. So at the same time, we should be excited that we can take our health into our own hands.
Oh, absolutely, and we should be happy to do that. Because the thing is that a lot of people don't understand. They lean on Western medicine because Western medicine is something that we have. We understand it.
And
we get it. And there are things about it that are really, really good. We can do it, and that's not a problem. But what winds up happening is that there are some people who become so dependent on this that they can't even figure it out. They just put everything in the doctor's hand. Well, the doctor said this, and the doctor said that. And every time they do that, I say, well, who else did you check with?
Right.
I was like,
the doctor
has to know what he's talking about.
Right, and it's the same thing even with a therapy. If you give everything over and you recirculate the same story over and over and you want someone to heal you, it's not going to happen. We have it. It's in us. I know this firsthand, mind, body, soul. And we also have to realize that if something's going on in one area, mind, body, soul, chances are that the other areas, they're all feeding into each other. So paying attention to the whole circuitry of this beautiful kind of symphony of the mind, body, soul will help you heal faster. So I like to address all three. I like a poo-poo platter. I like to plan different modalities.
Oh, yeah. I mean, that's how I feel. I'm with you. I'm with you on
now,
that one, that's for sure.
I have a public service site called My Healing Rooms, and it is so people can educate themselves about different ways of healing, and it's totally complimentary, and every teacher, doctor, healer has given a gift. Because I kind of wish I had something like that, and that's so hopefully this will empower people to realize that they have options.
That's true. And that's what it's all about, is having options and being empowered.
Exactly.
I mean, and that's, in my opinion, that's got to be one of the most important thing that you can possibly do.
Right.
You know, is
and
to be empowered. Because the one thing that sickness does is it does not, it makes you feel vulnerable.
Yeah.
And if you've ever been on that edge of, you know, well, we're not quite sure of this, that, and the other, I mean, there's nothing more frightening sounding.
Right, and then we make choices out of fear. And any choice,
yeah.
And I've known, I've done this, made out of fear, is not necessarily going to be the best choice. Anything that is driven by fear is not coming from a centered place where you're connected to your spirit. And to the possibility
of
options.
Absolutely not.
Yeah,
absolutely not. Because you can't be. You just absolutely can't be. You
right.
know, it's just because of you. Because you're coming out. And you can't blame people for it coming out of, you know, fear and what have you. You can't blame them because when that happens, because like, for instance, I was talking to my sons one day, and I said to them, I said, you know, I said, your age group, okay, some of the stuff I see you guys do for fun or whatever the heck you guys call it, I sit back and wonder if we as parents are sitting there going, what the hell did we do wrong?
Of
course. We're trying to figure out what, I mean, you just take so, you know, so many chances on yourself,
isn't it true that if our kids do. Yeah, could you imagine if our kids did what we did? I mean, like, we would be completely freaked out. But we're all on our own journeys, and so there's that fine line of how do we give them the independence so they can find out the answers again and don't become overly dependent. It's not easy.
No, it isn't.
It's not easy
being
a parent. But there's so many things. But to encourage independent thinking and curiosity. I have an amazing interview on My Healing Rooms with Norm Shealy. Curiosity is so important. We really want to foster that and to let people know. I mean, that's the one good thing about the Internet, even though there's pros and cons to everything. But you have to be very careful because this is the flip side. In the alternative world, there is so much greed and so many charlatans that anyone who promises you that they're going to cure you, and I happen to know some of those people, I would run for the hills. You want someone who is humble and open-minded and open to other modalities and realizes that there is not one way. There just isn't. And so I encourage people to email us. We give free advice. We give them resources. So they don't feel afraid and don't act out of fear, which a lot of times is false evidence appearing real.
Well, that's what they do. They can't seem to help themselves.
It's understandable.
It's just one of those things. And then you sit back and you go, okay, well, I get where we're going in there. I understand what you guys are talking about. And it's just, I get what's happening, but still, the only person who's living in that body and knows what's really going on is you.
Exactly.
You're the only person who knows.
Right, and the problem is we wait too long. You know, you hear people saying, yeah, I wasn't feeling well for a while, or just kind of poo-pooing it, and that's, never do that. That's when you need to really say, wait, something is just not working. And
absolutely.
Your mind's going to affect your body. I can promise you that. And we all need some kind of a connection to something, to whatever it is.
Oh,
that
absolutely.
Yeah, very important. I feel.
I mean, you. it's just like you got to be able to do something and what have you. It's like, okay, well, what are we going to do? And you've got to, and the thing is, there are a lot of people who do. They just kind of go, okay, well, I'm just going to ignore this and what have you. They'll go with this, that, and the other. If something happens once and it doesn't come up again or whatever like that, I still check it with my doctor and say, well, this happened this one time. Is this something for me to be concerned about?
Right.
I ask the question.
But on the same hand, if they want to pop you on a statin, do your research, because the effects, the side effects, it's funny, Dr. Norm Shealy says, if you gave me $1 trillion, I wouldn't go on a statin, and I agree, because you can do that with food and vitamins. You can clear stuff out. The side effects of the statins are enormous. That's big pharma, that's greed, and that's destroying your body. So even these pills that we think are fine and kind of mainstream, they're not. There's a place
right.
for everything, but not a place for that. You know, so that's a big one to pay attention
yeah,
to.
Yeah, and that's what you've got to be able to do is to
right.
say, okay, well, you know, there's something for us to think about here.
All
okay,
of
let's
do your
get
research.
Involved in it. Exactly.
Change your diet.
Do
don't
what
go on
we got to do.
Yep.
Exactly.
Exactly.
And in my opinion, I always feel that way because it's the simple fact of the matter is you want to be healthy. That's what our whole idea is. You know what I mean? It's our whole idea is just for us to bend away. We want to be happy and we want to be healthy. But so many people, you know, don't realize the mind, body, and spirit connection.
Right, exactly.
And there is one.
Yes.
I just wanted you to go on. Yes, absolutely.
Oh, no. Oh, yeah, no, there's totally one. I mean, we're souls inhabiting this vehicle that's enabling us to maneuver through life. So if we feel good, we're going to get the optimal results. You know, it's...
Right.
It's what kind of fuel are you putting in? I mean, there's so many things. And again, there's all these fad diets. Like I found out recently, you know, you don't want to drink alkaline water all the time because your body is supposed to have some kind of acidity to break things down. But that's a big fad. You know, everyone kind of jumps on it. I did for a while. And it doesn't necessarily, you know, work.
Right. And then nobody ever gets it. And you sit back and you go, what in the world's going on here? You got to understand. You really have to understand what it is that you're dealing with. What you're dealing with is that you think something as innocuous as water, it would be anything. And you don't realize that, oh, yeah, it is something.
Absolutely.
It is completely something.
And water is going to be the new gold because... Having water, the new oil actually, having water that's clean and healthy and full of minerals and alive, that's a gift. And we're polluting the waters. We don't have that, so we have to be careful the kind of water we drink. You do not want to drink water in plastic bottles because the plastics are leaching into the bottles. They're shipped all over with the heat. So, again, that's a choice. Am I going to have plastic bottled water that's going to hurt my body and the environment? Or am I going to get a structured water filter or glass bottled water? These are choices. Like, we have choices that have a ripple effect. And that's
right.
what we have to pay attention to. Because if we can
that's
tip the scale,
to
we want
yeah.
Yep. We want to keep the scales balanced. We don't want them to tip
right.
over.
Absolutely. Absolutely, we want to be able to do that. I mean, you know, I have a fiance, we have this lovely little conversation back and forth all the time, and he's always saying to me, why do you take the supplements for this, that, and the other? I said, oh, because one, I'm getting older. Two, you're not going to get all your nutrition out of everything that you eat. I mean,
right.
enough of it. So what you do is you supplement that along with a good, healthy eating plan.
Exactly.
That's what I do.
And then he
always thinks I'm nuts about it. And I'm like, oh, you're just
no,
being
you're smart.
I'm like, I'm not being nuts. Okay,
well,
I mean, I've had MS for almost 20 years.
You have?
And I've had MS for, I'm secondary progressive, it's 20 years
right.
now. And I'm also a cancer survivor. And so I've already been on that tip and what have you, so I'm extremely weird when it comes
down to
that kind of stuff.
Well, I've had cancer too. I get it. How are you feeling now?
I'm feeling okay now. But, you know, whenever anything happens, I get, you know, if anything goes wrong, you know, and maybe you probably know better
yeah,
than
you get scared.
Most people, you go into panic mode.
Uh-huh.
And you don't want to go into panic mode, but you can't help yourself.
Right, right.
And you're doing your best. And I have no idea what you can do. You know, I always tell people, like, Jesus, folks, just, you know, whatever. Do what you got to do.
You're making smart choices is what I'm hearing about what you're putting in your body, about what you're thinking, about how you're moving forward. You're conscious is what it sounds like.
Extremely. And, I mean, it drives him nuts when he sees me with all this stuff. He goes, you're taking all this, that, and the other. But I said, I'm not 29. I'm 49. I said, I'm not, you know.
You're young.
Like, I can't sit around and act like I'm a 29-year-old.
Well, you know, there
you
was
know,
just,
I mean,
this one choice of an option is organic coffee is really good for you. You flip the switch and you have coffee that's not organic and it's really bad for you. So there's a little option right there. What are you going to do?
Yeah, something I would have never been able to figure out. That's a good thing to know.
Really important because you're healing. There was if you Google Dr. Mercola coffee, the organic coffee does unbelievable things for your body. But you flip it over and you have one that's pesticide ridden with all that stuff and you're harming your body. This is what we need to know.
Wow.
We can have a lot of fun. We just need to know the facts and the options.
And that's what the whole idea, that's why, you know, I was so interested to have you on because the simple fact is you speak my language. You're speaking my language. So it's kind of my language of things because when you get, I think that although it's an awful thing, when you get sick young, when you're younger and you find yourself sick,
yeah,
you actually are just a very different type of a person.
Absolutely.
And it's not because, you know, you're anything special, wonderful, whatever you want to say you are about yourself, but the fact is that you become very aware of mortality and what you have to do and the questions that you have to raise. You cannot be mute and just kind of let somebody do this. I'm like, you know, I've been driving this car for umpteen years, and all of a sudden I'm going to hand you the wheel? What?
You're right. And by the way,
I can't do that.
I have a lot of wonderful information about MS. So if you email me, I'll send that over to you. All natural things. Yeah, a friend of mine is doing so great. And so I believe in miracles, not even miracles. I just don't believe in buying what we're told about certain things. And so, again, have faith. Everybody should just feel positive and have faith. Meanwhile, I'm so sad. Wayne Dyer died yesterday, and talk about someone who's motivational and talks about the power of thinking. God bless him. He was so amazing. What a light on this planet. And if we can all spread a little bit of that light.
That's always a great thing if you want that. If you can get that and you have that like that. Now, as far as I'm concerned, when you think about that and what the contribution that was made, really, honestly.
Yes.
Just the contribution.
All want to have a legacy, right? We want to have a legacy. We want to spread a little love and a little light. And every moment is so precious. I think that's the gift Wayne gave us because from his untimely death. And so, you know, on that note, it's very important to be aware of every moment. It's such a gift.
And you
to be
do.
Here.
It is. It truly is. And it's just like, you know, right now I have some things that are going on at this particular point. And, you know, I had a lumpectomy when I was 18 years old. So that's 31 years ago already for me. when they find a lump and you're 18, you get weird.
Oh,
because
yeah.
Because that's not supposed to happen when you're 18. Because I was young, right?
Right.
Didn't seem like it mattered much. It didn't matter much.
It didn't matter.
And, yeah, it's like, you know, it's like, oh, you could do this and do that and do this. And I'm like, okay, well, according to what everything I read, you guys told me that I didn't have to, this is something that wasn't supposed to happen to me because of my age. Well, lo
right,
and behold,
right.
It happened.
Well, there's one.
And when that does, you
around.
Go, okay, well, what do you do now?
Right. But people need, you know, it's being overdiagnosed. Angelina Jolie made it look really sexy. The point is that I'm not saying that it's not a good thing to do, but just it doesn't always have to be done. And the other thing I really want to put out there is if you're going to have chemo, have your tumor live tissue tested, because then you're going to know what's actually going to work and do a low dose, a targeted chemo. You know, that is a wonderful new option that we have available to us that a lot of people don't even realize.
It's the truth. They
that
don't.
That was a while ago. So,
and I know when she had it done, because she became like, you know, she was a part of that, I could see why she did it. But at the same time, it's not a choice that's for everyone.
Exactly.
You
got to
sit down and
scared.
Do your own research and find out what's going on here. You know, because sometimes you can be too aggressive.
Exactly. I mean, for me, because my mother died of ovarian cancer young and I had the BRCA gene, they gave me the full, you know, wham-bam, mastectomy, oophorectomy, chemo. The chemo, though, that I had for the hormone-negative BRCA cancer now, they're showing, is actually not even that effective. So I took a lot of it into my own hands. And
well, you have to.
And again,
you have to.
That's,
you have
that's
to,
what we're
because
stressing.
Not.
And again,
you know, I think
people on my healing rooms with ns.com, it's all complementary. And so you can find out different modalities to heal mind, body, and soul, which is so cool. Dr. Gabriel Cousins, these are MDs, so it's not too woo-woo. And then there's other stuff for the mind and, you know, your spirit. But I really encourage you to go on the site so you get some, people can realize what's out there.
Oh, absolutely, and they should. They absolutely
yeah.
should. And then, in my opinion, that's what's got to happen. You've got to be able to do that. And
yes.
if you don't do that, you know, you've got to, the thing is, you know, it's not on anymore, but it really does make a whole lot of sense. It's like, you got one life to live, right?
Right.
So if you got one life
well,
to live.
Well, I don't know. Yeah, we have this one.
You've got to do, you know, just to go on this little deal. I just like to say, at this point, we got this one thing, we have this one body, and we've got to do what we have to do to keep it as healthy as we possibly can.
Right, and it sounds
and
like you're doing an amazing
job. That's why I love the idea of what you're doing with the, you know, with taking control of your health. You know what I mean? It's taking
yes.
control of your health and saying, I'm going to work, I can work with the doctors, this, that, and the other, but I just want you to understand that I'm not going to sit here and let you guys just make whatever you want to do with me.
Right. And you're going to find out.
I'm not going to let that happen.
Right. Absolutely.
It's
and
crazy.
Also look at other studies that are coming out. I mean, just there's some brilliant things out there, and I think it's so important. There's another man I work with, by the way, who could be good for you. I'll email you everything, but his name is Donnie Yance, and he works with plant medicine, and he's got scientific studies, and he is helping so many people that the doctors said shouldn't be here. Well, guess what? They're here.
And that's a great thing, in my opinion, because
I know.
I don't see how you sit down. For me, I've always said the same thing. Because it happened to me young, I became very, 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 very aware of what was going on. And when you become extremely extremely aware of what's going on with your body and just how far things that can happen that
right.
were, quote, unquote, not supposed to happen. You
right.
get very, you become proactive. You don't let the doctor walk out without this. I've been fortunate enough to have doctors, all of my doctors both are on both sides of a coin.
Great.
They're Western, and they also believe in the Eastern, and they discuss natural things you can do, things you can do through eating. Their last thing to go to is a pill or treatment, whatever. They try for the everything.
That's awesome.
They monitor your blood, and they make sure of all those other little things. But they don't shove prescriptions in my face.
Oh, that's so. Then you are fortunate, and you made wise choices. And
It took me a long time to find. But the thing is, you've got to remind people to look. I mean, I look at it this way. The best way I could put it to them: you see the nonsense people go over when they're looking for a car.
Yeah.
All the research they do.
Yes, good
but when
point.
It comes to
I
their body,
analogy.
I mean, their actual personal vessel that they live in, not drive in, live in.
Right.
They
right.
don't do it.
You sit there and you ponder, what gas should you put in as you're drinking a diet soda? So, I mean,
I
there you
that.
Go. It is. You're absolutely right. I'll tell my clients, do me a favor. Start with not drinking any kind of sodas, and you're going to feel better, and you're going to increase your life expectancy and risk of getting some kind of disease in your body. So,
listen, I always say the same. You're absolutely right. My great-grandmother, she did drink sodas, but she was from this weird generation called moderation.
Right.
So it was kind of a weird generation. And she drank sodas, but she would not drink a diet soda because she always said that as soon as people see diet, they actually kind of eat more or drink more of it.
Right.
She says diet.
And the fact is it puts weight on you. If people want to lose weight and they stop drinking the diet sodas because of all the sodium and the retention, they actually lose weight. So
that's
kind
what
of
happens.
One
it's
of those
weird.
Kind of crazy.
Isn't that weird? That's why I've never
very
been
true.
One for, like, the everybody with the diet stuff. I did have to admit that one particular point I just got tired of the water, and I'm drinking water. Oh, brother, I'm drinking water again. And I'm drinking out of that. And I said, okay, let me just try this. You know, at one time they had those milk commercials out for the, whatever it was to add to your water to make it doesn't add calories, blah, 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 blah. And I did that. I took to doing that for a little bit. Found myself on Super Bowl Sunday night in the ER, rushed over by ambulance.
Oh.
Turns out that all that wonderful stuff they have in it and my condition MS did not mix.
Wow.
I went into
Sorry.
One of the worst attacks. It took me months to get myself back together.
You know what might be a good thing for you too?
And my son,
and
the funny thing was, is that I have twin sons, and one of my sons said to me, he says, he picks the stuff up, he says, Mom, none of the stuff was going on with you before you started this stuff.
Smart.
And then he
Isn't
just
that
said, and then
incredible
I said, you know,
how what we put in our bodies, you know, you might want to get, and I'll email you this, there's some essential oils that could help the whole myelin sheath thing, and you could put a little drop in your water, and they actually taste great. So I've got a lot of goodies for you.
Give you something down. That would be great. Because the thing is, I drank soda as a kid. The way I look at it is this. If I have a soda once or twice every couple of months or what have you, I'm not doing it. Not to mention that I don't drink all that much. When I tell my sons that the small soda that you see in the fast food restaurants used to be the large when I was growing up.
Great. Yeah.
You know, I sit back, I go, that's what, I said, this is large, by the way. And they look at me like I'm crazy.
Well, it's a whole new world.
What's Mom talking about? That's not the large. I said, it certainly was.
Yeah,
it didn't look
well,
like this stuff like that. I mean, you people are practically drinking soda, you know, sodas the size of your heads.
The American portions are embarrassing, to say the least. When the Europeans come here, they're shocked. Because in France,
they come
they'll
here and
eat
like, oh, my God.
And what about all
the
GMO?
Family.
We can't even get a loaf of bread here without being sprayed with Roundup. So it's kind of a really kind of a concerning state of affairs with our food, and that's a whole other subject. But to avoid... avoid inflammation in the body, and now what's happening, it's not the gluten, it's the Roundup on all the crops. And people that are sensitive like you and like me and a vast, you know, majority of the population have to avoid it. That's like you have to stop and think, I can't eat this bread now. I need to get a healthy, gluten-free, organic bread. You know,
well,
so.
Here's what my thing is. I have celiac disease on top of the MS. So
you really
like,
have
So I'm already gluten-free that way. So I just have to sit down. And I always tell my friends, I said, you know, being on a gluten-free diet with the celiac, it's like I feel like I'm in Dante's Inferno, but I'm in purgatory. I'm in purgatory because every time I go to the supermarket, I got to whip the glasses out and read.
To read it. But guess
you
what?
Know, and gluten-free. See, it's
fine. But gluten-free
Yeah, because you
got to
read. If you don't
but
read, if you can't pronounce it, don't buy
it. You got it. And most gluten-free has all this other tapioca starch, all this stuff. By the way, there's an amazing company called Deland Bakery, D-E-L-A-N-D, and they have like three ingredients. It's millet and zucchini and sea salt. It is the best bagels and bread you will ever get.
Really?
That
oh,
are
my
gluten-free.
God. I can't tell you the last time I had a bagel. I have not eaten a bagel
But
in
these
years.
Are like, these are healthy bagels. These bagels are incredible. I'm going to email this to you. There is a delicious gluten-free world out there that is so incredible.
Wow. That's
and
amazing.
Again, it's kind of all about inflammation in the body. If we're inflamed, it's going to make everything worse. Existing conditions, what we don't have, arthritis. So we want to keep our bodies more alkaline and not inflamed. And that's
Absolutely.
Why we need to... you know, realize these choices also.
Well, I'm so glad that you joined us this morning. You were just
you were just a
refreshing. I'm not even gonna say pill. I'm gonna say you were the cistern I needed this morning.
Aww, so, thank you.
Of information, and I really appreciate that you come on because our half hour flies by. And you've got so much good information. And if you would just give your website again and how people can, you know, log on and find out information. If you have a newsletter they can sign up for, that would be great.
Thank you so much. And, again, I'm going to send you lots of information so you can keep on spreading the love and the light and feeling really good. My site is myhealingrooms.com with an S. And there's all different rooms that you click on, and there's a gift for you in every room. Dr. Sheely has 90 days. Everything is complimentary. There is no charge. If you have questions, if you're concerned about a condition you have, email us. We will send you resources. Again, this is our gift to you, and we wish you, you know, health and happiness and feeling good while you're on this journey.
Absolutely, and you want to be able to enjoy the journey because life is a journey and it's going to have its bumps and things like that, but I prefer, you know, it has its hills and its valleys, but if you are if you have the right information, you won't have that attitude like, I'm stuck in the valley, I'm stuck on a hill. It'll be enjoy the valley, love the view from the hill. And find something and that just have a different attitude. Realize that your mind plays as much of a part in your health as your body does.
It absolutely. Amen. You spoke the truth. That's beautiful.
You have to feel that way about it, that you've got to connect that all together.
Change your thoughts.
And I don't know how else to put it in this world after, like I told you, once you've sat there and had to listen to horrible words coming at you, that you're sitting there and you feel like you're in slow motion, it changes you. And it truly does. But I would like to thank you again, Barbara Slain, for joining us this morning. I know it's an early time out on the West Coast. It's early here on the East Coast. Not as early, but it's early enough.
I'm on the East Coast. I'm in Connecticut.
Oh, you're in Connecticut. Hey, I can come
on
up and hang out with you.
Yeah,
I'm on Long Island.
There you go. I'm going to be in touch with you. I already asked Richard for your information. So we will be talking.
So definitely. You're in Connecticut. Coolness.
Yes.
I like that. That's just hanging out right there. You're in the tri-state area. There we go.
Yep. And it is a beautiful day.
I can take the ferry from Port Jefferson.
Wow.
So I can get my car on the ferry and be in Connecticut.
There you go.
It doesn't take any time.
And, well, thank you for having me, and I will speak to you very soon.
Absolutely. I'm looking forward to it. And I just want our viewers to our listeners, if you've missed any part, you can download this on iTunes. It's a free download, or you can come back in about 5 minutes. This will be archived. If there's any part of this you've missed, you can listen again and go back and write the information down. And in the meantime, visit Barbara's website. It's a treasure trove of information that truly benefits you. So then that's the case. Anything that benefits your body is going to benefit your soul, your mind, and the world and your family. Because a happier, healthier you makes for a happier, healthier family. And a lot, and you know, and better friendships and marriages and whatever.
Better experiences like your show. And I will send you an email later today. Lots of love.
Terrific. Lots of love
lots
to
of
you
love.
As well. And thanks so much again for joining us. I'd like to thank our audience for joining us this morning. And as always, we're here on Mondays. Next week we have Lloyd Strayhorn for a numerology, first Monday of the month. And in the meantime, thank you so much for joining us on Who You Calling Old?